Hello and welcome to your GCSE Music Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we are diving into one of the most exciting set works on the specification, Defying Gravity, from the cast recording of the musical Wicked, composed by Stephen Schwartz. Whether you've seen the show, heard it on the radio, or you're coming to it completely fresh, by the end of this episode, you're going to feel genuinely confident about this piece. So, let's get started. First, a little context. Wicked is a Broadway and West End musical that premiered in 2003. It's based on the novel by Gregory Maguire and tells the story of Elphaba, the Wicked Witch of the West, before she became, well, wicked. Defying Gravity is the showstopper that closes Act 1. It's the moment where Elphaba decides she is done playing by the rules of the Wizard of Oz, and she literally takes flight. Dramatically, musically, emotionally, it's a huge moment. And that's exactly why it's such a brilliant set work for GCSE music. It gives us so much to analyse. Now, in the exam, you'll be assessed on your ability to identify and describe musical features using accurate vocabulary. Think of the acronym PTSSTTRD. Pitch, tonality, structure, sonority, texture, tempo, rhythm, dynamics. That's your checklist. Every time you listen to this piece, run through that list in your head. Let's start with pitch and melody. The melody is built around two contrasting characters, Elphaba and Glinda. Elphaba's melody is bold, wide-ranging, and uses large leaps, particularly at the climax. This wide melodic range reflects her ambition and freedom. Glinda's melody is smoother and more stepwise, reflecting her more conventional character. This is how Schwartz uses music to characterise, and that's exactly the kind of analytical point that earns you marks. Tonality. The piece shifts between major and minor tonality. The opening is quite unsettled. There are chromatic passages and moments of tonal ambiguity that create tension. As the song builds toward its climax, it moves into a more confident major key, reflecting Elphaba's growing determination. There is also a modulation, a key change, in the bridge section. When you hear a key change in musical theatre, it almost always signals a dramatic turning point. Structure. Defying Gravity follows a broadly verse-chorus structure. We have an introduction, verses where the two characters interact, a pre-chorus that builds tension, the main chorus, a bridge section, and then a climactic final section where Elphaba soars. The song ends with a powerful coda. Understanding this structure helps you navigate the skeleton score in the exam. Sonority and instrumentation. This is the cast recording, so we're hearing a full-pit orchestra. Strings, brass, woodwind, percussion, synthesizers, and electric instruments. The use of synthesizers gives the piece a modern theatrical sound. At the climax, the full orchestra plays fortissimo very loudly, creating a massive sweeping sound. The orchestration builds gradually throughout the song. This technique is called an orchestral swell, and it's a hallmark of musical theatre writing. Texture. The texture changes significantly throughout the piece. In the opening sections, the texture is relatively sparse, solo voice with light accompaniment. As the song progresses, the texture becomes thicker and more layered. When both Elphaba and Glinda sing together, the texture becomes polyphonic, meaning two or more independent melodic lines are heard simultaneously. Do not say the texture is thick or thin. Say it is homophonic, polyphonic, or monophonic. Examiners will credit you specifically for using those terms correctly. Tempo and meter. The song is in 4/4 time for most of its duration. The tempo is moderate at the start and increases in energy as the song builds. There are moments of rubato. That's where the performer takes slight freedoms with the tempo for expressive effect. The driving rhythmic accompaniment in the chorus sections gives the music a sense of momentum and urgency. Rhythm. The vocal lines use syncopation. That's where the emphasis falls on the offbeat, which is very typical in musical theatre and gives the melody a natural speech-like quality. The accompaniment uses a driving quaver pattern in the intended sections. It is how also the dotted lines which add energy. Intimate piano passages to full fortissimo orchestral conflicts. The use of crescendo, gradually getting louder, then towards the romantic orchestra. The
所以我觉得一段让我生命我哪些感觉是那么一点暗喻的地方，过比较好的感觉。
Now let's talk exam technique. This is where students really pick up or lose marks. The most common mistake I see is using vague language. Students write things like, the music gets louder and more exciting. And while that's not wrong, it won't earn you full marks. Instead, say, the dynamics build from mezzo forte to fortissimo, creating a sense of climax that mirrors Elphaba's emotional liberation. See the difference? You've named the dynamic markings, you've described the effect, and you've linked it to the dramatic context. That's a 3-mark answer in one sentence. The second big mistake is treating defying gravity in isolation. Examiners want to see that you understand this piece as part of the wider genre of musical theatre. So when you're writing about it, make connections. Compare it to another musical theatre piece you've studied. Think about how Schwartz's use of the pit orchestra compares to other shows. Think about how the character-driven melody writing fits into the tradition of musical theatre. Third mistake, and this one is really common, is not using the skeleton score. In the listening exam, you'll be given a skeleton score, a simplified version of the musical notation. Use it. Follow the music as it plays. It will help you identify structural sections, spot key changes, and reference specific moments in your answers. Practice this skill before the exam. Now, a quick word on command words. If a question says identify, just name it, one or two words. If it says describe, explain what you hear using musical vocabulary. If it says explain, tell me how or why. If it says analyze, break it down element by element and discuss the effect of each. And if it says compare, you must find both similarities and differences. Never just list similarities and never just list differences. You need both. Right, let's do a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What texture term describes two independent melodic lines heard simultaneously? The answer is polyphonic. Question 2. What is the term for a gradual increase in volume? Crescendo. Question 3. What type of orchestra plays in a theatre pit? A pit orchestra. Question 4. What rhythmic device places emphasis on the offbeat? Syncopation. Question 5. What term describes a performer taking expressive freedoms with the tempo? Rubato. Question 6. What is the dramatic significance of defying gravity in the context of the show? It's the Act 1 finale, the moment where Elphaba chooses to defy authority and literally takes flight. It's her moment of liberation and transformation. How did you do? If you got all 6, brilliant. If you missed some, go back and listen to the piece again with those specific features in mind. Right, let's wrap up. Here are your 5 key takeaways from today's episode. 1. Defying gravity is a set work in the music for stage and screen area of study. Know its context. Wicked. Stephen Schwartz, 2003, Broadway and West End. 2. Use the acronym PTSSSTTRD to check off all musical elements when you analyse the piece. Pitch, tonality, structure, sonority, texture, tempo, rhythm, dynamics. 3. Always use precise musical vocabulary. Polyphonic, not layered. Fortissimo, not really loud. Modulation, not just key change. 4. Link musical features to dramatic effect. Schwartz uses music to tell the story. Your job is to explain how. 5. Use the skeleton score in the exam. Follow the music. It's there to help you. You've got this. Keep listening, keep practicing, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck.